Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. You know, there's a strange comparison getting made with increasing frequency, it seems. Here's one example that gets kind of close to it. Take a listen to what Senator John McCain said to me a little more than a year ago when I asked him about a certain handshake of geopolitical proportions on the sidelines of Nelson Mandela's funeral.
Senator, what do you make of the handshake between the president and Raul Castro in South Africa today?
It just gives Raul some propaganda to continue to prop up his dictatorial, brutal regime. That's all.
Should he not have done it?
Of course not. Why should you shake hands with somebody who's keeping Americans in prison? I mean, why, what's the point? Neville Chamberlain shook hands with Hitler.
Now, it's becoming increasingly common in American political culture to compare your enemies to Hitler. And how did Hitler succeed? Through appeasement from the allies. And Senator McCain has been playing the appeasement card more recently over the debate over whether to send arms to Ukraine. He said, "History shows us that dictators will always take more if you let them," a direct reference to Neville Chamberlain and Adolf Hitler in Europe. And he's far from alone. Donald Tusk, a former prime minister of Poland and current president of the European Council, last month implied in a tweet that Chancellor Angela Merkel was guilty of appeasement. And how about this from the old chess grandmaster turned anti-Putin advocate, Garry Kasparov? He said, "My problem is today you have so many politicians lining up to become a new Chamberlain. Where are the Churchills?" he asks. So with this most fragile ceasefire in place, how helpful are historical comparisons when it comes to the Ukraine crisis? When is this soundbite diplomacy more than just an easy dig? Well, Kenneth Davis is with us. He's author and creator of the Don't Know Much About series, and his upcoming book, The Hidden History of America at War, is coming out in May, and he joins me now. Kenneth, hello.
Always a great pleasure to be with you.
And it's always great to have you. Now, the backstory is a little bit easy to understand. Appeasement. Neville Chamberlain, Prime Minister of Great Britain in 1938 in Europe. What happened between him and Hitler that we're all referring to today as the big don't do?
Well, this is, of course, right after Hitler had gone into Austria in what was called the Anschluss, the takeover of Austria. Hitler was threatening to invade Czechoslovakia, what was then called Czechoslovakia, and parts of Poland as well. This is all the aftermath of the First World War, the war to end all wars, when parts of Germany had been taken away and the maps of Europe were redrawn. Hitler thought that this was all an affront to German history, tradition, and was clearly making a very large effort to retake some of those territories, German-speaking territories. Chamberlain meets Hitler in Munich, September 1938. They shake hands. They make a deal. He thinks that he has won the peace, partly a peace that he thought would be time for him to rearm Great Britain. You mentioned Churchill in your intro there, and it's always wise to quote Churchill in a moment like this. He said after this, of course, "England has been offered a choice between war and shame. She has chosen shame and will get war." And of course, that was correct. So do we draw direct parallels between Chamberlain and Chancellor Merkel and Hitler and Putin? That's where we're on much shakier ground.
Right, because the historical antecedents are there of a leader taking some land, saying, "We just want this." In Hitler's case, German-speaking ethnic Germans. In Putin's case, there were Russian-speaking Ukrainians in Crimea and in eastern Ukraine. Some of the similarities were too much to swallow for many on the West there. But there's the broader question that people say is proven by the example, that if a dictator or a foreign leader that we don't agree with asks for one thing, you never negotiate. And that's a tougher question.
That is a tougher question, because that would mean diplomacy can never work, and that there's nothing that's subject to compromise, and we always have to go right to the sabers. Saber rattling is, you know, sometimes a good and necessary thing. It's when we draw the wrong lessons of history that we get into danger. You know, we always talk about not learning the history lessons at all. Sometimes it's even worse to learn the wrong lessons. We Americans in particular have a very Americanized view of what happened in 1938 and what happened in European history. People in Germany and certainly in Russia and certainly in England and France, for that matter, all of Europe has a very, very different view of what happened then. The loss of tens and tens of millions of lives in two wars spread between 1914 and 1945. And that's the historical context that we Americans sometimes don't bring to this, that the devastation that Europe suffered in these two world wars.
Right, and it's that context we want to emphasize. None of this discussion is about an argument for going easy on Putin necessarily, but you mentioned the irony of this argument taking place in Germany itself now. We just had a discussion of calls within Germany saying that Angela Merkel, the chancellor, is appeasing Putin, the German leader. There's a huge irony there that these accusations are coming from within Germany itself.
Oh, absolutely. The idea that Germany is acting the part of the appeaser in this case, and that's coming from within Germany, is a rich historical irony. And when we can sit on the sidelines and consider that, that's one thing. I suppose the real historical analogy, if we want to get into comparisons, is, you know, what do we think Putin's aims, designs are, as opposed to what Hitler's stated and clear aims and desires were. They were. I think that's one point of difference that we have to be very careful about. And look, we've seen how wars, once they get started, they're hard to stop. And and that's one of the real lessons of history. Most wars, I think, you can look back and say it was, you know, was this a just or an unjust war? Was this a necessary or an avoidable war? And certainly 1914, there were all the reasons in the world not to have it go ahead, but it did, at tremendous cost in lives. And the after effect of that, of course, led to another world war.
And we have lots of, also in the modern day, lots of mental shortcuts that get made. The Obamacare computer meltdown was Obama's Katrina, or Charlie Hebdo is France's 9/11, things like that.
Any of those quick comparisons is what it is, a quick comparison that needs a little bit more thought.
That's Kenneth Davis. He's author and creator of the Don't Know Much About series and the upcoming book, The Hidden History of America at War, coming out in May. You can check out more at don'tknowmuch.com. That's all one word. Kenneth, thank you.
Always a pleasure.